WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Carter Center says former President Jimmy Carter's wife, Rosalynn Carter, is in hospice care at their home in Plains, Georgia. The statement on behalf of the couple's grandson says the 96-year-old former First Lady and former President are spending time with each other and family. The Carter family says it's grateful for the outpouring of support and love. The couple has been married 77 years. After meeting with world leaders in San Francisco this week for the Asian Pacific Summit, President Biden closed out the event, hailing the progress during the week of meetings.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer
to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand.
Right side shooting for the win. Got it!
Sam Decker.
Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Favic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers return home. Game number four of this season. As tonight, Greg Gard's team will take on the Robert Morris Colonials. Both teams 1-2 to start the year. Badgers hoping this is a get-right kind of game here tonight after falling short against Tennessee and then Tuesday against Providence. You hope it's a get-right game, but Robert Morris not going to be intimidated coming in here. Had an exhibition game with Penn State. Had the regular season opener at Xavier. So they know what it's like to go up against the bigger teams in college basketball, the bigger programs. Joined tonight once again by Charlie Wills, and the beauty of your sport. I know your coach always said that here, Bo Ryan, you don't have to wait a week. I mean, you get right back out there, and I think this team is just chomping at the bit to get back in there and try to get some things right tonight.
Yeah, I think that's what you notice about the sport is that it's quick turnaround because of the schedule, but also like how well guys adjust. And that, I think that's what everybody's going to be paying attention to. What tweaks, what adjustments, because we talked about this a lot during the broadcast, but also on the way home. They're so close. They don't know it, but they're so close to make that adjustment. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on that coming up a little bit later and what exactly they can do to close that gap and turn the defeat into wins. We'll have our Badgers spotlight with Charlie Wills. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a peek around the Big Ten. And coming up as our pregame coverage gets going, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
You save shopping. How about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Shackmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a Bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our preview show continues as we get started, as always, with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. And rough one, we'll put it mildly, on Tuesday night against Providence. From my perspective, I know Greg Gard has talked about it too, when you're playing the better teams and you don't adhere to your fundamentals, you're going to pay the price. They could play three cupcakes, be 3-0, and still have the same issues. So what do you see from your vantage point, Jesse, as the most pressing issue with Wisconsin this early in the season?
Well, two things come to mind, but I think the number one issue has just got to be being sound defensively. We know that's what this program has been built on for decades. And Tennessee in the game before, granted, Tennessee is maybe the number one team in the country, shot 50% from the field. Providence shot 58.5% from the field. And while it's a small sample size, three games into the season, Wisconsin's field goal percentage defense ranks tied for 324th in the country. There's only 351 Division I teams. Now, some of that has to do with the level of competition, but if you want to get where you want to go, you have to play well against those types of teams.
It looks like at the other end, I know Greg talked about it when we recorded his weekly show last night, some of the guys are on the offensive end are rushing. We're seeing, like, even in the end close, some of the things that we saw last year, feet aren't set, that type of thing. You seeing the same thing?
Yeah, you look at the top five guys that returned from last season, and collectively they shot 6 for 29 in that game. But you want to be able to convert those high percentage looks, and Stephen Crowell and Tyler Wall, two guys that you're banking on to be able to consistently do that, struggled a bit. And I don't want to make too much of early season struggles, because we know it's a very long season. There are 3-4 months left. But this is a type of moment where you're looking to find yourself, and I think they've got some work to do in that area.
It seemed that from an encouraging standpoint, a couple of the freshmen, I guess encouraging and in some areas maybe not so much, because you want your veteran guys to provide the energy, but John Blackwell and Nolan Winter came in, and particularly Blackwell in the first half provided a spark. When you see two freshmen carrying themselves like upperclassmen, that's something that has to be a really good sign moving forward here.
Absolutely. When I talked to Greg a week ago, he was extremely excited about those two players. I know the staff has been very high on Nolan Winter all offseason. Somebody who fits the mold of a Wisconsin big man, can do a lot of different things. And John Blackwell, to me, of the freshmen that came in, I didn't know as much about him, didn't know how he would necessarily fit, but it's been seamless. He scored in double digits in two of the first three games and played 25-plus minutes against Providence. He's giving them quality minutes and absolutely does not look like a true freshman playing his first three regular season games.
Clearly, a team that looks to have more depth, but it could use a healthy and confident Connor Assijan, and hopefully he is on that, you know, road back. He got, you know, banged up in that season opener. But that's a miss. For as deep as this team is, we saw what Assijan could do last year. He would seem to be a pretty critical component if they could just get him back healthy, up and running again. They missed him these last couple of games, haven't they?
You can't overstate, Matt, how important he is to this team. And look what he did as a true freshman last year. Comes in, enters the starting lineup for a lot of that season, was shooting above 40% and from three-point range. He is instant offense, and Greg talked about last week as well. You need a spark like that off the bench, and that's what he was expected to provide. And there's nothing you can do when a guy isn't healthy. When he can only give you 5 or 6 minutes, it's tough to get into a rhythm. He took three shots, missed them all against Providence. But when you have Connor at his best and you've got a 40% three-point shooter coming in off the bench, boy, what a lift that could give this team down the road.
We both have mentioned in these 4 minutes that we've been doing this here so far that it's really, really early in the season. But a storyline is the Big Ten is struggling against power conferences. Again, we saw Minnesota last night up 20 with 11 minutes left, lost to Missouri. It is, I'll say it again, really early, but what do you make of this, if anything, with the conference right now, just, trying to build some momentum? I did not have Michigan State at 1-2. Three games in, but too early to make much of anything out of this?
I think it's pretty clear that it's going to be another season where it's completely wide open. And if I recall last season, late in the year, the difference between fourth place and 10th place was one or two games. And it won't surprise me at all if that's the type of situation we see unfolding late into February. It's a conference traditionally where a lot of the teams are on an equal playing field. And maybe you have one or two elite teams. Might not have that this year. Purdue certainly up there, Michigan State, not where we thought they would be. You could tell from the season opening loss to James Madison that opened some eyes. But this is, Wisconsin may not have played as well as they wanted to early, but this is a conference that they're going to have every opportunity to be a top four type of team and earn a double bye in the Big Ten tournament.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Pre-game show continues. Time for our Badger Spotlight, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino, as Charlie Wills rejoins us. Well, at the top, Charlie, you mentioned that you feel like this team is really, really close. I want to give you the form here, give us a little more of a deep dive. How close and what needs to change to get them over the top?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this since the flight home. I'll help relate maybe more what people understand more than the basketball side of the analogy is, like, if you work at your work and two new people come into your workspace and they're your new teammates, what has to happen? There's new training. There's new procedures. They have to get the rhythm of the team. That's what's happening right now. We're seeing them step over each other, run into each other on offensive plays. You see their feet. We were talking about it earlier, like Crowell's feet or even Tyler Wall's feet. They're just like misstepping. And I think a lot of that like awkwardness will correct itself. And the only thing I can think of is my senior year when we went to Hawaii to play in the Hilo tournament. What did we look like? I mean, you got to see it. It was, I'm going to say it because I played there. It was hot garbage. It was. We were running into each other. We were bumping into guys. It felt terrible. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going through. And I know that's not probably something everybody's seen in the last 20 years, but it does happen, especially when you got all these new guys. Like was mentioned, you got Blackwell playing a lot of key minutes, 20 to 25 minutes a game. You got Winter playing some good minutes. You have guys that are not used to that, your older guys, and so they're going to have to learn that new rhythm, and I really do believe they're so close.
And that's the thing that's interesting. Greg Gard talks about it. Bo talked about it. Dick Bennett. That even in the case of this team this year, with the overwhelming majority of points, rebounds, et cetera, returning, each year is its own book. And you've got Tyler, you got Stevie Crowell, you got Chucky and Connor, CJ, Max Klesman, so on and so forth. But you mentioned the two freshmen, you got AJ Storr. It makes sense that this will take some time, and it becomes more noticeable given the last two opponents they've played. As we talked before, you could play bad teams, be 3-0, and like, yeah, we know we could be better, we could do some things, but we're 3-0. In a lot of ways, getting it right between the eyes right now is not the worst thing in the world.
It's such a wake-up call, and these guys are all competitors. They want to win. That's what I think Joe Consumer, you know, you're watching the basketball game, and you wonder why they're losing, or you're kind of a little down about them because you expected more. Just be patient. I also think about it as when those new guys come in and insert themselves, and they're doing well, they're not doing it in an awkward manner. You've got these guys that are playing here and been here for a long time. You got Chucky who has to adjust. You've got Crowell who has to adjust. You've got Wall who has to adjust. They're adjusting their approach to the game too. So, like, it's not just the new guys having to adjust to them. Everybody's got to figure out who they are, because last year's team doesn't need to be last year's team. They all need to go back to who they were when they first got here. And last year was just one of those years they didn't have enough bodies, right? So you just had to play outside of yourself. This year they don't have to play. So that trust, that bond on the court, that takes time. And getting your teeth kicked in, that helps.
It's a fun part of this gig that we have, is we can watch a team, how it develops, how it starts to gel, how guys start to play off of each other. I say fun for us because we're watching, right? We're not coaching, we're not playing. But that is the joy of it. When we've seen, we'll hear from Greg Gard after a bit, we've seen this multiple times, even in recent years, when things look to be really tough, when the waters are their choppiest, is oftentimes when they start to play their best basketball.
Yeah, and it's a slow progress, and when you're not used to watching progression go that slow, it feels like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. It's dripping. It's there. It's going to get there really quick. It's. I don't want to say it's like watching a water pail that's being filled by a drip line. It eventually will fill up, and that's when this talent, when it all connects and these guys all get it, we're going to be like, whoa, that's special.
Right.
That's really special to watch. So I think they're getting close.
All right. Hopefully tonight will be a step in that right direction, because Monday they will be down at Fort Myers taking on the Virginia Cavaliers. That is our Badger Spotlight. Up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin against Robert Morris tonight in game number 4 for both teams. Time for the Badger Notebook, and we are joined by Patrick Herb. Well, Tyler Wall is somebody that obviously is going to be a key to this team this season. And, you know, guy who's been in the program, has been really productive, part of two Big Ten championship teams. And when you're productive and you've been around, you're on the brink of some milestones, and for Tyler, he's getting into some elite company here. He's on the brink of it, right?
He is. You're right, and I think part of it, he's played a ton. Now, I agree, again, it's a fifth year for him, but even without that, he's played a ton of games. He was relied on as a freshman, so anytime you've been in that many games like he has, yeah, you're gonna, and you're productive like he's been, you're gonna find yourself on some of these historic total lists. So he needs 8 points to reach 1,000 points in his career. So that's one threshold. And I think if what's interesting about him is he's not necessarily a scorer. Like on this year's team, I don't know if he's viewed that he needs to be a scorer, but he's found ways through his career to be able to accumulate points, even if it's not being the focal point of the offense. He's one of three guys that's really in pretty close range of reaching 1,000 points. Corral's at 750, so he needs 250 more points. Hepburn's at 731. He just passed Charlie Wills on the Wisconsin all-time scoring list.
What do you got on that, Charlie?
Did you know that, Charlie? Had 722 career points.
I do.
Sneaky.
So Chucky Hepburn has surpassed your output. I'm sorry to share that with you.
That's okay.
You're getting passed
surprising.
By. So a couple of notes along this. So if/when Tyler gets to 1,000, he'd be the seventh player in the Greg Gard era to do it, joining Nigel Hayes, Ethan Happ, Brad Davison, Bronson Koenig, Demetric Trice, Nate Reavers. But a couple other things here. Wall's got 129 games played, so that's 7 short of making UW's top 10 list. He's also played in 85 wins. That's part of that two Big Ten championships that you speak of. So he's just 12 away from being in Wisconsin's top 10 in terms of wins as well. The other thing that he's about to put his name to once he gets those 8 points and gets that 1,000 threshold is 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 200 assists, which speaks to his versatility. And that'll put him in some pretty rarefied air among Badger players from back as long as assists have been charted. In fact, the only players that have reached those totals, Orlando Tucker, Michael Finley, Ethan Happ, Nigel Hayes, Brad Davison, Mike Wilkinson, Josh Gosser. A lot of first-team All-Big Ten players in that list, very decorated players. So a guy who's been very valuable during his career and is starting to accumulate the stats to kind of speak to that value.
We talk about a veteran, a couple of rookies, a couple of freshmen are doing some pretty good things here so far, right?
Yeah, if you watch that Providence game, there wasn't a lot necessarily to take away and be positive about, except for maybe those two guys. And Coach Gard talked about it post-game in the press conference that John Blackwell, what he provided, first of all, from a scoring punch and stabilizing things in that first half was invaluable, but also Nolan Winter. And maybe the stats didn't show up as much for him in that game, but some of the things he brought from a consistency, from an effort, from a hustle. He pointed out that he darn near separated his shoulder diving for a ball late in the game. And so I wanted to just kind of look and see if there's another way to put value to what these guys have been doing. And because they've been getting limited minutes, the raw stats don't necessarily show that. Now, they're not bad. John Blackwell's at 7.7 points per game, shooting 53%. That's just in 16 minutes a game. Winter's at 3.7 points, 3.3 rebounds, again, in just 11 minutes. So if we extrapolate it over 40 minutes, as if everybody played all 40 minutes, where would they be? And Blackwell would actually be second on the team in scoring, behind only A.J. Storr. And Nolan Winter would be number one in rebounding on this team. So when they've gotten the minutes, they've been productive. Two more stats on this. One, they've got one combined turnover in three games. Again, impressive for a freshman, and part of the reason they're getting to play. Like, if you've watched Wisconsin basketball at all in the last 25 years, you know that that gets you on the floor, not turning the ball over and playing defense. So that's one reason they've been able to find the floor early. And then the other one is plus-minus ratio. We can debate the merits of how much this really can, how indicative it is of winning, but I do think there's some value in it, especially when it backs up your argument. That's how I like to view stats, right?
That's how we do everything. How does this fit my argument?
For sure. I've gotten very good at bending stats. Okay, but so if we want to talk about value, here's a way that it demonstrates it. Nolan Winter, number one on the team in plus-minus ratio at +9 scoring margin when he's on the floor. Number two on the team, John Blackwell, +7. So if you just want to look at everybody on the team, they rank number one and number two on how the team has played when they're on the floor.
And real quickly, Charlie, you back this up. You see a guy like Nolan Winter, when he continues to get stronger working with Jim Snyder, he seems like he already has the disposition.
Yes.
Right? He's not afraid. So when you're a freshman big like that, that's a great sign, isn't it?
It's a really good sign to have no fear, to be able to kind of put your face into everything, and he showed it. Diving on the floor, being willing to sacrifice his body, that's a huge attribute that he's going to pick the energy up. He's going to show guys that that's what we need to be doing.
And I think he's got a little bit of a streak in him, too. A little bit of a nasty streak that on a team that, okay, they got pushed around a little bit at Providence, they're searching for guys like that. It's not unlike what we're seeing at Camp Brando. They're searching for those guys. Who's got that nasty streak? And I think that he might have it in him, and something that's kind of exciting for the next few years.
Very much so. Patrick, appreciate your time as always. He's Patrick Hurd. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan. That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Back courtside at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Robert Morris Colonials. Both teams 1-2. The Badgers' final game before they head down to Fort Myers, Florida for that Monday matchup with Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers. A bit more than a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We'll hear from the head coach in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. One thing we didn't talk about on your weekly show yesterday, probably worth mentioning at least a little bit, things that people don't see after the game Tuesday. You got back a good 4 hours later than anticipated. By the time the guys got back home, it's probably going on 3 a.m. I know it's a part of travel, but it doesn't make it fun for these guys because they're playing school in addition to going to practice. So how have their legs been here the last couple of days?
I think they've been fine, you know, and I think this group, you know, we go through adversity on Tuesday night at Providence, and again, credit to them. They were better than us for the large majority of that game. But you handle that and you have that disappointment and the anguish that creates, and then you top it, you add a layer of travel difficulties. I think what it did is I talked to them about on Wednesday and Thursday was just our mental toughness needs to continue to grow, and it will, and this is how you do it. You have to fight your way through some unpleasant moments, and you know this. They responded really well on Wednesday after getting home late, and I didn't change practice and ease up at all, and they responded really well yesterday, so they understand. That's that. the good thing about this team is they're mature enough to know, you know, how and why we need to be better.
And that is such a big part of this culture, Greg. I know that word gets used a lot, but the culture of this program, and we've seen it in recent years, when it gets tough, that's often when this team plays its best.
Yes, and I think they, you know, that's where you can really, you know, you can count on the people to your left and to your right in the locker room, and they know that, that they're here for the right reasons. And I tell them all the time when in recruiting, it's not going to be 80 and sunny every day. You know, if they can translate that metaphor to what life is like, life's going to be hard at times. And I told them actually Thursday, you know, be like your mother, you know. And I looked around and kind of got different stares and looks, and I said, realize your mom couldn't call in sick when you were growing up. She couldn't take a sick day and just pass you off. Be as tough as your moms have been. And they all kind of got it. There was more to that message, but they kind of got it. You know, I think after that, like, hey, yeah, life is going to be hard. Welcome to life. You're in the easy part right now, guys. You're playing college basketball. So let's learn from it, take the lessons from it, be thankful for those lessons, and move on and get ready for tonight.
So that's something we all should do, because I know my mom was a lot tougher than I am. I put it. We'll have more with Coach Gard. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard, Robert Morris, one of those teams that fans may not know a lot about, but if you watch 10 minutes of them, you go, okay, they've got some guys who, if you're not following all the rules, they can not only beat you, they can embarrass you. They got some guys who could get a lot of stuff done.
They do, and you know, the transfer portal, I think we talked about that on the radio show, Matt, was just the transfer portal, how the influx of that can flip a roster pretty fast, you know, and they've been able to tap into it with some guys transferring from higher levels to their point guard, Justice Williams, or Winslow to begin with, coming from LSU. So, yeah, they can score. They're spread you out. They're going to challenge a lot of our discipline in terms of following rules, as you mentioned. But it's also that fine line of getting too spread out. I think the last two games, we've gotten better at not getting opening gaps and getting sucked out, so to speak, to create more driving lines. But it's that fine line between still contesting threes, but we can't let people get in the paint on us. And tonight will be another test for us.
I would think for the Badger fan who really dives in, there's going to be a name that will ring a bell to them, Marquise Hastings, who what you guys saw last year, and he put together a pretty solid night. He was with Western Michigan. Refresh our memories, though. What is it about him that impresses you?
Yeah, I mean, both their bigs are mobile. You know, they'll both shoot the threes, not at a high volume, but they both will. And there's some bigs, you know, you're safe. Not that we don't come out on guys to put ball pressure on, but the threat to be picking and popping, or you can't be slow to recover. You've got to get out and contest. So I think that's one thing. And just the other thing, his experience. You know, he's played a lot of basketball right now, and they played already Penn State and Xavier this year. Penn State in an exhibition game, and then at Xavier to open the year. So they've when you've got experienced guys, like I mentioned, point guards Ben at LSU, he's seen the SEC. So that's the curveball that the portal, it's a roster that you've got to quickly learn because there's been so many changes to it.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us, more to come. We'll check out the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
'Tis the season for Village Hearth Dinner Rolls. Not only are a warm basket of fresh brown and serve or sweet Hawaiian pull apart rolls the perfect accompaniment to holiday meals, they make great little sandwiches for a quick and easy lunch or dinner. Visit VillageHearthBreads.com for slider recipes, including chicken buffalo, pizza, and currywurst. Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Progress, Michigan State leading Butler. Another one of those Gavitt games. Spartans 10-7 over the Bulldogs. The Thad Mata coached by the Bulldogs. Charlie, I was telling you a stat during the commercial break, and you had the look of not just surprised, but stunned. A simple game. Michigan State enters tonight's play 16% from the three-point line.
Wow.
You've got that look like you just had a lemon.
You know, and it could be. And I know they got I know they're talented, but similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of new guys, a lot of new bodies. I'm telling you, it just throws everything off. And you're thinking, did these guys ever play basketball before today? That's what it feels like probably as a fan. But yeah, it happens. But yeah, I didn't expect them to be under 20%.
Yeah, then they roll into Big Ten play. They'll probably be, that's a Michigan State we were expecting.
Yeah.
That's just how it works because they have you mentioned the new faces. Yes, they have a lot of returning talent as well. Gut punch for the league or for Minnesota specifically last night. With about 11 minutes left, they're leading Missouri 59-39. There's a reason why coaches say no lead is safe, because Missouri went on a 31-9 run and got out of the barn winning 70-68. You hear that probably in timeout huddles, like keep pushing. You kind of learn that fast in college basketball, don't you? That whatever you think is a comfortable lead, it isn't.
You never take your foot off the pedal, right? There's different ways to say that, but for us, it was always keep your foot on the gas, keep going, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to go cold. You're going to pull a Michigan State and start shooting 16%. You have no idea. So do your game plan and don't worry about you're up 20, 30 points, because like just like that, it's all over.
Yeah, tough one for the Gophers at home. Other games tonight, Maryland taking on Villanova. Arkansas State, the Badgers' opening night opponent. They're back up in this neck of the woods taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Illinois with the home floor against Valparaiso. Michigan at home against Long Beach State. And Penn State is hosting Morehead State. And that is the Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Charlie will have the keys to tonight's Wisconsin-Robert Morris game. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to...
Mark, that was your 15-minute time check, stations.
attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute time check, stations.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 5 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.